Hi, this is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent from the Wildcat Extension District. It's time to keep an eye out for grass tetany. This condition is most prevalent when cows and ewes that are in late gestation or heavy lactation graze lush spring growth, usually in April and May. Cases can also be seen in the fall. A couple of other names for this condition are grass staggers and wheat pasture poisoning. This condition is caused by low blood levels of magnesium, a problem when forages are growing quickly. Grass tetany can be an issue in spring pastures that had very short grazing heights last fall or contain little to no carryover residue. Forages to watch for are cool season grasses like crested wheatgrass, brome, bluegrass, and timothy, along with annual cereal grasses such as wheat, rye, and oats. Also, keep an eye on native range that lacks standing litter from last year. Animals with grass tetany may experience excitable and erratic behavior. Clinical signs include blindness, sensitivity to touch, frequent urination, staggered walking patterns, separation from the herd, and even muscle spasms. As the disease progresses, the animal may lay down and be unable to get up. The onset of the condition can be very fast, and the first clinical signs that a producer might see could be a dead animal. Producers should consult with their veterinarian about a treatment if they observe symptoms. To be most effective, treatment should be administered early after symptoms appear. The general recommended treatment is a solution of magnesium and calcium. But more important than treating the condition is preventing it from happening. You can encourage daily intake of magnesium. Magnesium oxide is the most common source of supplemental magnesium. So keep mineral boxes filled, especially October through May. Keep in mind that magnesium oxide is not very palatable, so it needs to be mixed with other supplements. To be effective, the mineral mix should contain at least 10% magnesium. Don't start grazing pastures too early in the spring. Wait until new growth is 8 to 10 inches tall. Magnesium is more available in mature grass plants than in new, lush, growing shoots. Graze legume or mixed legume grass pastures first, because early, lush grass growth is more problematic than legume mixed pastures. However, it's important to balance the risk of grass tetany with the potential of bloat when grazing legume pastures. Graze less susceptible animals on problem pastures. These animals include dry females or weaned and growing livestock, and cows and ewes nursing older offspring. Cows and sheep in heavy lactation are the most susceptible classes of livestock. For more information on grass tetany or other livestock issues, give me a call at the Wildcat Extension District, 620-784-5337.